Rockwell Foundation have joined us in the studio in the past to talk about many of their projects, most recently helping support displaced Ukrainians and their families living in our community. Today, they're working on a different project and they need your help to make it work. To tell us more, from the Pickwell Foundation, Casey Woolley alongside volunteer Pam Lang. Join us in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you for coming in. So first off then, remind us of the Pickwell Foundation and what it is and what you do.
Yeah, so the Pickwell Foundation is a charity that supports displaced people and climate change. So as you mentioned, we have different schemes. We've got Homes for Ukraine, community sponsorship that sponsored Syrian families. We also had the Dispersal Hotel in Ilfracombe, where we supported over 150 asylum seekers. And now we've got this fantastic new Afghan scheme.
OK, so tell us about this. It's the Afghan Relocations Assistance Policy. That's right, isn't it? So what is this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ARIP scheme was launched by the British government in April 2021, and it's the Afghan Relocating Assistance Policy. It's in recognition of the commitment and the bravery shown by local Afghan staff who supported British military and the government in Afghanistan. So the policy was essentially designed to support those who worked alongside the British forces, honouring their service by providing relocation to the UK permanently to build new lives and live in safety and peace, essentially.
And so they're relocating to our area, to North Devon?
Yes, absolutely. So we've got a few Afghan families that are going to be moving into North Devon, the Braunton, Barnstable area. So we're really excited to welcome them and sort of thank them for everything they've done for us.
Yeah. So what kind of people will we be welcoming then? Is it families, groups of people?
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's all families. So that could be a mum and dad with children and then also their grandparents or auntie and uncles. Or it could be just one family that come.
OK, but you need support from the local community for this, don't you? So what are you looking for?
We absolutely do. Yeah. So the Pickwell Foundation have many volunteers and we wouldn't be able to do our work without them. This scheme, we really need volunteers to get involved to provide wraparound support for these families. So the different areas of volunteering could be supporting them getting into schools, education, helping them with their health needs. So registering with a GP, navigating the universal credit system, and kind of getting them embedded in the local community with different activities. We know that Afghan families love cricket, so, you know, like playing local cricket and things like that. So we really need volunteers to help with that.
That brings us nicely to you, Pam, then, doesn't it? So you're a volunteer with the Pickwell Foundation. Tell us what it is that you've done.
I started working with the Pickwell Foundation in January of this year at the Dispersal Hotel. I didn't know what to expect. I'd volunteered in lots of things before throughout my life, and so I was very happy with that role. But I have to say, my experience working with these families and single men was life-changing. I went in there not knowing what to expect and was very soon hooked on it. It's a two-way thing. Whatever you give to them, you get back tenfold. And at the end of the day, you really feel like you've helped, but it's lifted your spirits too. I can only say that by volunteering, you get so much. I've learned more about culture, faiths, geography, but also you learn about what those families have gone through. It's very, very real. It brings it very real to you, which is why I really want to get involved with these families who are coming to North Devon, because I know from those stories what they will have been through, and the evacuation of Kabul will have been very traumatic. So we're really, really, really looking forward to getting involved.
It sounds
with
like
them.
It's a bit of an education for you as well. You've learned quite a lot.
I've learned an awful lot. Yes, yeah. It's been very. It's wakened me up to lots of things. Yeah. It's been a brilliant experience.
Do you think we can sometimes feel removed from stuff because if we see it on the TV or read about it in the papers, perhaps it doesn't necessarily feel real?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I was aware of what had happened, but not to the extent of what had happened. Not just in Afghanistan. Obviously, we had lots of families there who came from other countries, always stories to tell. But yes, once you work with them, it's a different experience and it enhances your life. I mean, the fact that you can just maybe help someone a little bit can only be a win-win situation.
Yeah, you've made a difference to somebody's life, but they've made a difference to yours as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, definitely, definitely made a difference to mine.
Casey, Pam's quite an ambassador for this, isn't she? She's saying all the right things. So when a person volunteers to support this scheme, what happens with them? Will they receive support as well with the Pickwell Foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. As a volunteer, we have, you know, robust volunteer management policies and procedures in place. We really value our volunteers and we really want to reward and retain them. So we would have support supervisions, training, lovely socials. They really are part of our family. We really look after our volunteers.
And who is the ideal person that would step forward and put their hand up for this? Apart from Pam, obviously.
Apart from Pam. There isn't one. You could be any age, from any background, any culture, just a willingness to give and listen and support. And yeah, you could not have any experience at all. It doesn't really matter. We just want someone with a big heart who would like to give some of their time.
Okay, so commitment-wise, what would I be signing up for?
So commitment-wise, the roles are really, really flexible. For example, if you could only do an hour a week, that's absolutely wonderful. If you could do a weekend, that's even better. You know, like, the roles are really flexible, and we're very good at kind of working around you. But we would love people to get involved and sort of make it long-last relationships. And as Pam said, it will really enrich their lives as well as the families that are coming.
What's it like for the Pickwell Foundation, because I suppose you see a volunteer come in on their first day, you know, wide-eyed and not knowing what to expect, and then sort of see how they progress. What's it like when you see the change in them? Because it sounds like Pam's grown as a person by doing this too.
Absolutely. It's incredible. And, you know, a lot of volunteers come with lots of different life experiences. Some feel isolated, some maybe don't feel very confident, they might not have left their house for very long. And you just see the changes of how volunteering can really have a massive impact in their lives. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Pam, I sort of think you've already answered this, but if you will, sell it to us a little bit. So if I'm listening now thinking, oh, I don't know, I'm not quite sure, why should we consider being a volunteer for the Pickwell Foundation?
First of all, I would say just give it a go. You don't know till you've given it a go. I know you'll be well supported. I'm in awe of the Pickwell Foundation anyway. I'm very privileged to be part of that. And I know you'll be supported. So I think just give it a go. And I don't think you'll regret it, but it is something that will be benefit all, benefit our families and benefit you as well.
Well said. Katie, I think it's wonderful that North Devon can sort of make its mark on helping people from all over the world with this as well. It's sort of shouting about what we can achieve in North Devon, isn't it? If we want to find out more about it, if we want to make an informal call or, you know, sort of dip our toe in before we commit to anything, how should we get involved?
Absolutely, yeah. So to get involved, if you go onto our website, which is thepickwellfoundation.org.uk, and look under who we support, you'll see all about the ARAP scheme with my email and my phone number, and you can just give me a call or pop an email, or there's a volunteer application form you can fill in, whatever you feel. But yeah, I'm always open to receiving calls and talking about this scheme and recruiting volunteers.
Wonderful. Keep in touch with us as well, won't you? Let us know how
Absolutely.
It goes. Maybe
yes.
We can revisit it again in the
Maybe
future.
We can have one of the families come on the show.
Brilliant idea. Thank you so much for your time
Thank
today.
Thank you very much.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.